This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Shatter City by Scott Westerfeld. Read by Therese Plummer. To everyone searching for family. Part 1. Dress to move. Everyone sees what you appear to be. Few know what you really are. Niccolo Machiavelli. Everything. My engagement bash is the talk of the feeds. It should be. My dress is spectacular, an azure sheath orbited by hovering metal shards. My publicity team designed it, using crowd metrics and flash polls. It was big news, Raffia of Shreve letting randoms choose her outfit. But the dress is nothing compared to my fiancé, Cole Palafox, the first son of Victoria. The leader of a guerrilla army, until a month ago, when he attacked my father's city and lost everything. Our families are at war, you see. Cole is our prisoner as well as my betrothed. Engagements don't get much better than this. The feeds love it. They're calling us the most logic-missing couple of the mind reign. The scandal of the season. Wait till they watch me kill my father on my wedding day. Wait till they find out that I was never really me. Raffia? My room asks. Donna Oliver is here to see you. Raffia isn't my name, but I answer. Let her in. The door slides open. My father's secretary wears a distracted look, her eyes glinting with data. All those details swirling around the party, like the hover cams around this tower, waiting for luminaries to arrive. We've added something to tomorrow's schedule, Donna says. A public appearance, just the two of you. I try not to flinch. Dad and me? She shakes her head. You and Cole, so the citizens of Shreve can see you together. Give them your best smile, he said. This one? My lips curl, a perfect imitation of my twin sister. But the smile doesn't impress Donna. Her eyes clear of data, and she lowers herself into the chair where I used to sit and watch Raffi do her makeup. I keep my gaze on the mirror, letting a drone layer my foundation in smooth strokes. Donna stares at me, a little uncertain. Maybe because Raffi would never allow a machine to do her makeup. It'll be okay, Donna finally says. She's wrong. I'm a prisoner in this tower, just like Cole. There's a bomb collar around my neck, like the one around his. Spy dust watches my every move, tracks my every glance. Sooner or later, I'll choose the wrong dress or make the wrong joke, and someone will realize I'm not my big sister, Raffia. She's out in the wild, free at last, but hunted by my father's forces. They think she's me and have orders to kill her on sight. Everything is a long way from okay. We'll have a dozen guards around you, Donna goes on. 100 security drones overhead. You'll be just as safe as when Frey was here to take your place. That's almost funny. Donna thinks I'm scared of a crowd of randoms because I don't have a body double anymore. But it was me in front of those crowds. I was born to be sniper bait. My body resists sitting here motionless, letting a drone spray on my makeup. Dodging bullets was better. And I miss my sister. Raffi deciding on our makeup, our hair, telling me the gossip from a party the night before, trying to give me a life. Living in her shadow wasn't so bad. Pretending to be her is